A massive gas leak in the northern San Fernando Valley spewed 100,000 metric tons of methane from the Aliso Canyon storage facility. Now, that incident in Porter Ranch displaced thousands of residents and produced a number of lawsuits against the storage yard's owner, Southern California Gas Company. It also left a number of people feeling sick. Hundreds of people had complained, but a new report shows that that might not be the full picture. Kevin Roderick is here now with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Let's talk about this report that is out that shows high levels of, I guess, different chemicals. What does the report say?
Well, remember what this event was. This month was the two-year anniversary of this giant leak of natural gas out of this underground storage facility above Porter Ranch in Aliso Canyon, one that took a while to be discovered because natural gas is invisible, and it took a while to discover this leak at all and the magnitude of it, and it took many months to close it off, people might remember. So at the time, remember, people were complaining of nosebleeds and headaches and other health problems. So a doctor who treated patients in the Porter Ranch area before the leak, treated many people after the leak, he issued a report this Saturday about what he has found in studying his patients since the leak was turned off. And, you know, 300 people crowded into a hotel conference room to hear his results. And what he found is that there's elevated levels of numerous, unpleasant chemicals like styrene and uranium and lithium in people's hair and blood and urine. And people were aghast.
Uranium.
Well, uranium is a natural occurring substance it's found in your body. But what this doctor found is that there's elevated levels of uranium among people who were living in Porter Ranch at the time of the leak.
And now, again, who produced this report?
It's by Dr. Jeffrey Nordella, who had a practice in the Porter Ranch area and who conducted studies of people's urine and hair after other health officials would not.
Is this something, Kevin, that state regulators just missed? I mean, what does it say about the review process?
Well, I think that's a big part of the controversy here, is that people in Porter Ranch have felt that officials, you know, who earlier this year approved Southern California Gas to resume injecting underground gas in that area, they say that officials just have not taken their complaints about health problems seriously and have not done adequate testing of people's homes and of people themselves in the months since this incident happened. And that's where this study really is coming home for people, is they feel that this confirms their fears that their complaints have not been taken seriously and that adequate testing has not been done by the state and local health departments.
Southern California Gas went through the appropriate channels to try and get at least some of those wells back into operation. Mm-hmm. They succeeded. So I believe it's just a fraction of the full number of wells over there at Aliso. How is this going to affect, do you think, that going forward? Well, do you think there will be additional litigation going forward?
Well, that's the question here. You know, these results just came out on Saturday, so neither Southern California Gas or any of the health department officials have had a chance to look at them in depth and have a response. But you do have to wonder if this is going to, you know, color the conversation going forward about the future of the Aliso Canyon Gas Reserve. And I don't know if you know the area. You go up through the San Fernando Valley, the north end of the valley, through Porter Ranch, and there's an entire mountain range up above Porter Ranch. It's the Santa Susanta Mountains. And those hills that you see there, most of the area underneath them is part of this gas reserve. It's been there for decades and decades. And a lot of it wasn't known to the residents there, and the extent of the operations and also the kinds of chemicals that were found in the gas weren't known to people until this incident 2 years ago. So I think there's no doubt that there'll be renewed political controversy about the future of this gas reserve and certainly concerns in the Porter Ranch area.
All right. Kevin Roderick with today's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.